Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing WNBA Finals. They're upon us, guys, so we'll talk about that. Also, my Knicks made a trade, Karl Anthony Towns. I'll chop that all up and we'll talk about that as well. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with All Things Basketball with GD Podcast. And guys, the WNBA semifinals is over, so we'll recap that. But the finals are upon us, guys. We have our matchups, so we will talk all about it. And also, I'll finally get in the Knicks trade of Karl Anthony Towns, them receiving him, sending out Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and others. So we'll chop that up as well. So without any further delay, let's get right into it. So we had the number one seed, the New York Liberty, taking on the four seed, the Las Vegas Aces. And what I thought would be a very tough series, and it pretty much lived up to it for the most part. Game one, we saw the New York Liberty in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center get a 10-point victory, 87-77. Over the Las Vegas Aces. And then that ball game, you had Breonna Stewart, Stewie, of course, dropping 34 points, guys. Terrific shooting from the field, from three, and from the free throw line. It added to that 34 that she dropped, five rebounds, four assists, and two steals. Sabrina Ionescu, I tell you what, guys, she's coming of age, guys. 21 points, terrific from the field and from three, of course. Five assists, four rebounds, two steals. And then Jonquel Jones, you know how I talk about her, guys. A double-double for her, 13 points, 12 rebounds. Just tough on the interior, guys. So that's just pretty much your story for the Liberty and for the Aces. Kelsey Plum led the way, 24 points. Shot it pretty well, four assists. Aja Wilson, of course, doing Aja Wilson things, 21 points. Along with that, six rebounds, five assists, two blocks. And then Jackie Young. And she had 17 points with two steals. The big story in that game, rebounding, guys. The Liberty with 31 rebounds to the Aces, 22. So, and I said it in the last episode, rebounding, guys. I think that's going to be key for the Liberty. And they were able to control the boards in this one. And field goal percentage. Liberty shot at 50% from the field. That's going to get it done in most cases. Whereas the Aces, only 43.2%. So, game one goes to the Aces. Game two, a game I attended, guys. A game that was pretty close, but in the end, the Liberty found a way to prevail, guys. 88-84. In that game, Sabrina Ionescu led the proceedings, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists for her. Then you had Stewie with her 15 points. Didn't shoot it all that well, guys, but she did add the 8 assists and 7 rebounds. And Jonquel Jones with a near double-double, 14 points for her, 9 rebounds, but she did add 5 assists. And then Vandersloot now coming off the bench. I mentioned Sandy Brondello making the wise move and moving Leone Feebish into the starting lineup to give her some length on defense. Vandersloot off the bench, 12 points with 4 rebounds. And then Kayla Thornton, guys, I thought she had a impact on this game coming off the bench. Just 9 points, but very efficient, guys. So much so, she had this open layup going to the rim. Nobody really guarded her, which led coach, the Aces coach, Becky Hammon, to go absolutely crazy and call a timeout. So, and then in that press conference, she was very upset with the Aces for the defense they played. And in fact, in those first two games in Barclay, their defense was just not there, guys. So that's the Liberty story for the Aces. Aja Wilson, 24 points for her, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Then you had Jackie Young. She dropped another 17 points, guys. Add to that 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Chelsea Gray, I mentioned her in the previous episode, how she has to have a good series for the Aces. And she had a good game for her, 14 points, 7 assists with 4 rebounds. And then Alicia Clark with 13 points and 3 rebounds. And in this game, one of their bigs for the Aces, Kia Stokes, suffers a concussion. So she ends up missing the rest of the series because of that. Big story in the game, the bench guys. The bench scoring, Liberty had 21 points off their bench to the Aces, 10 points. So big difference there. Of course, rebounding, they had the rebounding edge in this one, 35-29. And then free throws, guys. I think that's what really cost the Aces in this game. The Liberty, 13 made from 16 attempts, whereas the Aces, 12 made free throws, 7 misses, 7 big misses for them. So the Liberty up 2 games now, going back to Las Vegas. So, of course, game 3, crucial for the Aces to show their championship pedigree, show some pride. And they did just that, guys, in game 3, in their game in at that Michelob Arena out there. They win 95-81. Jackie Young led the way for them, 24 points. Solid game for her, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Kelsey Plum, 20 points for her with 3 rebounds. Aja Wilson didn't have to do the heavy lifting, guys. 19 points for her, 14 rebounds. So she had the double-double with the 3 assists. And then Chelsea Gray, her 10 points, along with 7 assists, being the floor general. And then for the Liberty, Stewie led the way, 19 points, 6 rebounds. Jonquel Jones, a quiet 11 points with 6 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu, an absolutely nightmarish game for her. Just 4 points, 1 of 7 from the field. So definitely a bit of a letdown game for her. She did add 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Leone Fiebisch, she had 10 points along with 4 rebounds. Big story in the game, guys, the field goal disparity. The Aces, 37 field goals made to the Liberty's 26. So, yeah. So right there, that's your pretty much your difference in ball game, more or less. So the Aces taking that game 3. Now entering game 4, do they tie this series and push it back to Brooklyn for the game 5? Or do the Liberty buckle up and say, you know what, let's take care of business out here. Let's not even have to go to Barclay to close the deal. And in game 4, Liberty do just that. They take care of business on the road. The final was 76-62. In a game where Sabrina Ionescu, she shook off the bad mojo from game three. She drops 22 points, guys. Absolutely efficient from the field. Dropped 5 threes in this game for her. Add to that 7 assists with 2 steals. Breonna Stewart didn't shoot it all that well, guys. 19 points, but she did have the 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 blocks in this game. So making her presence known, not only as a facilitator, but also on the boards and definitely down low with the blocks. And then Jonquel Jones with a 14 points, 6 rebounds, and then the only Phoebish, guys. You know, I've been singing her praises for a while. 11 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for her. And that pretty much led the way for the Liberty, for the Aces. Aja Wilson, a double-double on the way out, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 block shots. So she was doing all she can, guys, but not much help from us elsewhere. Kelsey Plum did have 17 with 2 steals. Tiffany Hayes off the bench, 11 points, 3 rebounds. And then a quiet game from Jackie Young. 4 points. She shot it 1-for-10 from the field, guys, including 1-of-6 from 3. That's not going to get it done. But she did have the 5 rebounds. So when all is said and done, the Liberty take care of business, and off to the WNBA Finals they go for the second year in a row. So definitely kudos all around to the Liberty. And in that game 4 also, there was the collision there where Jonquel Jones, the floor was kind of slippery. She ends up slipping and in the process tripping over her head coach, Sandy Brondello. But Sandy Brondello, being a former player, got up. She was able to dust herself off. And shout out to Aces coach Becky Hammond going to check on her, see if she was okay. So definitely class personified all the way around. So in the end, the Liberty prevail. What's next for the Aces? Right now you have free agents like Kelsey Plum, also Alicia Clark, Tiffany Hayes, and Sydney Colson. So Kelsey Plum, you know she's definitely a key cog in that wheel over there. So it'll be interesting to see if she returns to the Vegas Aces. Also, Alicia Clark, she's been a pro's pro over there. Maybe she come back for one more go around before she hangs it up. Tiffany Hayes, who they got off the street, basically. She had retired. She had played previously for the Connecticut Sun. And so we'll be interested to see what she does going forward. She did win 6th Player of the Year award with them, so yeah, she has that in her back pocket. And then Sydney Colson, who may not get a lot of playing time, but she's very important to that ball club. Her and Aja Wilson seem like they're thick as thieves over there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Sid Colson. And then also Queen Egbo, she's going to be a exclusive rights free agent. So we'll see what happens with that. Will there be a major shakeup over there in Vegas? We'll see. And then also, too, remember, there's the expansion draft that's coming up, guys. So we'll have to see who they protect, who they leave exposed. I say 2 names to look out for, guys. Kirsten Bell. She's been with the Liberty for a few years now. She doesn't really get the run that's needed over there, because you have the likes of a Jackie Young, you have the likes of a Kelsey Plum. So she could be a player that's exposed. And I think she's a player who When called upon, she has been able to light it up. Maybe in a new situation there, she can kind of get free rein to kind of, you know, get the shots up and so forth. So I keep that name in mind. And also Elizabeth Keatley, who they drafted in this year's draft, the 2024 draft, they drafted her, but she was out with the knee injury. Remember, she with Virginia Tech, she injured her knee in the tournament. So she pretty much missed the season for the Liberty, not for the Liberty, for the Aces. So I would say bear that in mind, because when she's healthy, she is a pretty much a walking double-double. She's one who could pass out of a post, very talented, big. So those are two names I would keep in mind when that expansion draft comes around, which will be in December. So we'll see what happens. But the Liberty get the victory. All right, so let us move on to the 2-3 matchup, which was the Minnesota Lynx versus the Connecticut Sun. Guys, I told you this was going to be an absolute war, absolute bloodbath, and it was just that. It was absolutely physical, guys. And some of the games I saw, whoo, man. But it was a very good series, I must say. So let's start with game one. Game one played in Minnesota. Connecticut Sun steals a victory in game one, 73-70. In this game, Marina Marbury led the way, 20 points for her, along with 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Alyssa Thomas, pretty much flirting with a triple-double here, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, so a solid game all around for her. Dawana Bonner, 10 points, along with 11 rebounds, 5 assists. And then Dejanay Carrington, she had 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals in that game. And then for the Minnesota Lynx, LaFisha Collier, 19 points. She did have 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Bridget Carlton, 17 points for her. Very solid game with 2 steals. Kayla McBride with 12 points, 3 assists. And then Courtney Williams, 8 points. Didn't shoot it all that well. She did have the 4 assists and 4 rebounds. Big difference in this game, guys, that transition from the third quarter to the fourth. Third quarter, Minnesota was leading by 5, 62-57, and then that fourth quarter absolutely sunk them. The Connecticut Sun outscored them 16-8 and getting the victory. And then also 2 three-point goals. Connecticut, 8-22. Minnesota, 5-20. Yeah, that's not going to work. So that pretty much was the difference, guys. So game one goes to the Connecticut Sun. Game two, Minnesota know they have to even things up, and they do just that in game two. The final score, 77-70. In that game, Courtney Williams would lead the way with 17 points, along with 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Alana Smith, their center over there, 15 points, along with 6 rebounds. Kayla McBride, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And LaFisha Collier with a quiet game, didn't shoot it all that well, just the 9 points. She did have 12 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 blocks, guys. So your main player, if she can't get it done offensively, you want her doing the other things, and she was doing just that, guys. So with that said, that's the Lynx side. And then for the Connecticut Sun. Alyssa Thomas, 18 points, along with 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. So you see her again, kind of flirting with that triple-double. Dawana Bonner, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals for her. Marina Marbury, she has 15 points along with 3 rebounds. And then DeJounte Carrington with the 14 points and 4 rebounds. Big story in the game. Three-pointers, guys. A reversal of fortunes from game one. The Minnesota Lynx, 8 for 19. And Connecticut Sun, 5 for 20. Much like the Lynx in game one. So, in that case, you know, that's the way it goes, guys. So Minnesota evens things up at 1-1 going to the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Game three, guys, the Minnesota Lynx grab that game out there in Connecticut, 90-81. Nafisha Collier, she absolutely goes off here, 26 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Courtney Williams with a nice game, 16 points along with 8 assists. Kayla McBride, 13 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. And then Bridget Carlton, 12 points for her, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. And for the Connecticut Sun, Brianna Jones, haven't mentioned her. So Breezy gets 21 points, along with 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Dawana Bonner, 16 points with 8 rebounds. Marina Marbury shot it horribly, guys. Did get the 14 points. Shot it from 3, 1 for 11. Good grief. Not good, guys. And then Alyssa Thomas, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And then DeJounte Carrington with her 13 points, her 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. Big story in game three, guys. The field goal percentage. Minnesota shot it a healthy 57.3% from the field. And Connecticut, 41%, including 3 of 20 from 3. So in game 2 and 3, guys, they shoot it 8 for 40 from 3-point range. That is horrendous, guys. So what can you do with that? Game 4, Connecticut saves face on their home court. Not getting eliminated, guys. The final score, 92-82. In that game, Taisha Harris. Now, she was injured in the previous series against the Indiana Fever. And then this series, in the first 3 games, she came off the bench. She starts in this one and has the solid game. Again, 20 points, 3 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas, 18 points for her, along with 11 assists, 8 rebounds. So, solid game all around. Again, flirting with that triple-double. Dawana Bonner, she also adds 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. And then DeJounte Carrington with her 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And Marina Marbury with her 10 points and 3 rebounds. For the Lynx, Nafisha Collier goes absolutely nuts. 29 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists. Natisha Heidelman coming off their bench, former Connecticut Sun player, by the way. 16 points, 3 assists, 2 steals. Kayla McBride, very quiet game, 5 points, 6 assists. Courtney Williams with her 11 points, 2 steals. And then Bridget Carlton with a nightmarish game, 6 points, 2 of 11 from three, guys. Not good, not good. So Connecticut ties the series going back to Minnesota for that crucial and do or die game five. In game five, it was close in that first quarter, guys. I watched it, but before the first quarter was over, Minnesota started to take over, and that pretty much was it from there for the Sun. So the Lynx get it, 88-77. Nafisha Collier with her 27 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 block shots. Tremendous all-around game, and the first WNBA player to record over 25 points and over 10 rebounds in 3 straight playoff games. That's the kind of history that Nafisha Collier is making, guys. Courtney Williams with an absolutely solid game, 24 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. And I saw her coming into the game. Her dad comes in with her. It kind of hypes her up. You like to see stuff like that. But Courtney Williams with a fantastic game 5. Kayla McBride, terrific game, 19 points, 4 assists for her. And then Bridget Carlton, quiet game, just the 2 points, 0 for 6 from 3. So in 2 games, guys, she is 2 of 17 from 3, absolutely ice cold. So let's see what she does come to WNBA Finals. So that's your story for the Lynx. And for the Sun, Dejanae Carrington led the way, 17 points, along with 12 rebounds for her. So very nice game on the way out for the most improved player in the league. Breonna Jones, 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. So she records that double-double. Tawana Bonner with 14 points and 8 rebounds. Quiet game for Alyssa Thomas, their engine, 7 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. And then Marbury with a quiet 8 points. Difference in the game, guys, the field goals. The field goal percentage, over 49% for the Lynx and above 38% for the Connecticut Suns. They just didn't have it from the field, guys. So in the end, the Lynx win this tough series 3-2. What's next for Connecticut? They got major free agents, guys. Alyssa Thomas, Tawana Bonner, also Breonna Jones, Tiffany Mitchell also. Dejanae Carrington is a restricted free agent, so they have the ability there if she was to sign, you know, somewhere, they can match it. And then you have 3 exclusive right free agents. Veronica Burton, who had a nice little series coming off the bench for the Connecticut Sun throughout the playoffs. The other Caitlin Bickle, and then Celeste Taylor, who was drafted by the Indiana Fever. She bounced around a little bit, ended up with the Phoenix Mercury, and then she ended up with the Connecticut Sun. So she's an exclusive rights free agent as well. So with all that said, how different will Connecticut look come next season? You have major free agents there. Will some of these players move on? We'll see. And then also, too, they have the big question of who they're going to protect. I say a name to look out for, name to keep an eye on, is Olivia Nelson Adoda. She's a talented big for them, solid off their bench. If she was given a chance, with that expansion team, you probably get to see a bit more of her and what she can do. So that would be a name I look for in terms of if she were to be exposed or not. We'll see. But a lot of that, I think, hinges on the free agent pitcher for the Connecticut Sun. So that's the picture as far as that goes. Your WNBA Finals preview. You have the two top teams, guys. The number one seed, the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx. In the season series, guys, Minnesota took it 2-1, including that crucial Commissioner Cup game in which they beat the Liberty. That actually wasn't at the Barclays Center. That was over at the UBS Arena, a game I attended, guys, and Minnesota just couldn't miss from three, guys. I mean, it was a barrage of threes in that game. The matchups in this series, guys, Stewie versus Nafisha Collier. I think that's going to be one of the major matchups in this series. How she fares against her will play a role in this series. I think you'll see other players slide over, like probably the only Phoebish. I can see her sliding over and guarding Fee. I can also see possibly a Banaji Laney Hamilton getting involved as well. So I think it'll be multiple players that will guard Fee in this series. But I think the primary one will be Breonna Stewart. Jonquel Jones versus Alana Smith. I think this is one of those matchups that flies under the radar, guys. I've said it for a while now. As JJ goes, the Liberty goes. So if Jonquel has a solid series, I think the Liberty are in good shape to win their first ever WNBA championship. Alana Smith, she has her moments, but she's one of those players who can give you solid play as well. So I definitely looking to see that matchup there. Sabrina Ionescu versus Kayla McBride. I think Kayla McBride has her hands full. Sabrina right now she's in a groove right now. So I think it's imperative for them to kind of keep Sabrina at bay. Will they be able to? We'll see. She did have the nice game against them in the Commissioner Cup game. Only thing, she had 7 turnovers in that one, so that's not going to get it done. And then also, Banaji Laney Hamilton versus Bridget Carlton. Right now, Carlton is ice cold from three. Will she wake up in these finals? We'll see. Banaji has been playing some terrific defense in these playoffs here. So let's see if she can keep it going. She's still got the ailing knee, but she's been playing through it, guys. So we'll see what happens there. And then Leone Phoebish on Courtney Williams. I think that's a matchup that the coach Sammy Brondello should go with. I think her length will bother Courtney, but Courtney has the speed too. So that'll be an intriguing matchup as well. I think the key for the Liberty, guard the three-point line. You got all 5 starters that can knock it down from three with consistency. They're going to have to guard that three-point line. And then you got to slow down Nafisha Collier. She's the engine that makes that team go. So I know in the one game against Connecticut, she had a bad game, but everybody else played great. So I think slowing her down is crucial in this series. And then for the Minnesota Lynx, I think they can't let Sabrina go off and they can't let Jonquel get in a groove. Those are the two players, I think, for the Liberty that if they have a fine series, Minnesota Lynx has no chance. So my prediction, I'm going Liberty, guys. I'm going Liberty in 4 games, guys. I think they'll be able to manage things at home And I think they'll be able to steal one in Minnesota. So it should be an exciting series. There's a possibility it could slide to five. We'll see five games. But I think Liberty know they're on a mission. And to take care of it in four will probably be what happens. So, all right, guys. So that does it for that. The WNBA. Let's talk Knicks. I've been waiting to talk about this, guys. The Knicks make a trade back towards the end of September. They make this trade absolutely a stunner. And I got to give props, guys. I got to give props to Knick Fan TV, guys. That, to me, is the best show by Knick fans for Knick fans. And CP the Franchise, he called it, man. July 9th on his show, he said that the Knicks weren't done making deals. This was after Mikal Bridges' deal was done and all that transpired there. He said they're not done. In fact, he pointed out that Julius Randle didn't sign the extension, whereas Jalen Brunson, he signed his extension. So he said there may be another move coming down the pike. And he name mentioned Karl Anthony Towns being involved. So I got to give CP his props, man, for calling that. So here's how the deal shakes out. Minnesota will get Julius Randle, the embattled Julius Randle. I say that because of the fan base. You know, you got one side that loves him, other side that doesn't. But a 10-year pro, half of that with the New York Knicks, 5 years, over 19 points per game he averaged in his career, over 9 rebounds, close to 4 assists, a 3-time All-Star, all of those appearances with the New York Knicks, 2 times All-NBA, 1 time a second team, the other time third team, and most improved player, he did that with the New York Knicks. So, and you got to give Julius his credit. He was the guy, nobody else wanted to come here. He said, you know what, let me take this trip to New York here. So to me, he's the one who started the culture moving in a different direction, guys. So you got to give him his credit there. Dante DiVincenzo, who they are able to sign as a free agent last season, he went above and beyond the call of duty for the New York Knicks, a 6-year pro, over 5.5 points per game, nearly 4.5 rebounds, nearly 3 assists in his career. The 1 year with the Knicks, guys, he played in 81 games, started 63 of those, 15.5 points, guys, just slightly under 4 rebounds, slightly under 3 assists, and then the 1.3 steals. But the big story, the 283 threes that he made, which is now a Knick record, guys, breaking the record by Evan Fournier. So Dante went above and beyond for the New York Knicks. And many fans, including myself, will miss him. And then also Kida Bates Diop, who they got in the Mikal Bridges deal, was dealt as well. Also a 6-year pro that's playing now for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And also they'll get a future first-round pick that's not the Knicks pick. It's via Detroit. So has a chance to be a nice, solid choice if Detroit is still in the doldrums. So you have that. And also involved in this trade was the Charlotte Hornets, who the Knicks traded 3 players there, Charlie Brown, Daquan Jeffries, and Dwayne Washington Jr., all guys that were like G League sort of guys. So nothing too badly missed by the Knicks. Also, Charlotte will get 2 future second round picks from the Knicks. as well as a 2025 second round pick from Minnesota, along with cash considerations. So Charlotte gets a little money in their pocket and some draft capital. The Knicks get themselves Karl Anthony Towns, guys. A local kid out of Jersey, Edison, New Jersey. 9-year pro, over 23 points per game, nearly 11 rebounds, over 3 assists per game, 1.3 blocks. He's a 4-time All-Star, but bear this in mind, guys. 2 of those All-Star appearances came with Tom Thibodeau as his coach, so he knows how to play under Tibbs, so that's not a concern, guys. 2-time All-NBA, both of those third-team All-NBA guys, and he was a Rookie of the Year as well. So you have a guy here who I think will fit in with the culture that's here. He's a guy, he's not a diva, guys. He's not that. He'll come in, he'll acquiesce. In fact, I actually watched the game against Charlotte in the exhibition game. You saw him, he was talking to guys out on the court. He was acclimating himself. I think he will not be a problem at all in the locker room. He'll be a guy in the community as well, from the Dominican Republic, by the way. So you'll have Washington Heights coming through to the Garden. So he's a guy who, you know, a lot of people want to call him soft and this and that. I think you'll see kind of a different Karl Anthony Towns now that he's back home, so to speak, playing for the New York Knicks, a team he's grew up loving as a fan. So I think you're going to see a different Karl Anthony Towns here. He know the mission that's he's come here for. I think he'll be able to be a major part for this team. And then also, too, they got draft rights to James Naji, and he's a draft pick from 2023 in the second round, 31st pick overall. He's a 7-foot center out of Nigeria. He's actually recovering from back surgery, 20 years old, so he's young. He's playing in Spain right now, so a lot of people say he's like a hidden gem, so we'll see. He's one of those, you know, you draft and stash guys. So, you know, somebody the Knicks can keep in their back pocket just in case. So you have that. But the major piece, obviously, is Karl Anthony Towns. And, again, I think it'll be a seamless transition. Remember, guys, the news came down about Mitchell Robinson that he's going to miss time because of that ankle. He's not going to be with the team until about December, maybe January. So there was concerns who would play the center spot in that time. There was talk about when Julius was here, maybe a rotation between Precious Achiuwa, Jericho Sims, who's still here, and possibly going small ball with Julius Randle at the 5. So you had that. You also had rumors of the Knicks trying to get somebody like a Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz, but you know Danny Ainge is going to ask for a boatload of stuff for this guy. And then also Charlotte, you heard Nick Richards, a center over there as well. So with that worry out there, the Knicks said, you know what? Let's pull the trigger. Now is the time. Let's bring Karl Anthony Towns home, and they did just that. So kudos to Leon Rose in that front office over there. Yeah, they're just doing a bang-up job, guys. So I see bright things ahead for my New York Knicks. And as for Minnesota, you know, they're getting 2 solid guys. Randle, I love to see how him and Anthony Edwards mesh, you know, Randle, he can be set in his ways, guys. So I think it'll be upon Anthony Edwards to kind of acquiesce to Randall and, you know, make him welcome over there. Dante DiVincenzo, I have no worries about him. He should be fine over there. He gives them something that they were lacking too, some three-point punch. And then for the Knicks, as far as three-point offense needed, you still have Deuce McBride there coming off your bench. Landry Shamet is a name. Look out, Knicks fans. I think he's a guy who the same height, same build as a Dante DiVincenzo. He's a guy who I don't know if he's going to give you over 200 some odd three-point goals. But I think he's somebody who can fill it up from three. And then, again, you have Deuce there. You also have Cameron Payne there, who I thought was a solid pickup. So I think the Knicks will be fine. And then, of course, Mikal Bridges. So you have some weapons there. So I think the Knicks will be okay. Although the Dante moving on, that hurts. But I think you'll be all right in the long run. So with that said, that is it, guys, for me. Of course, I'm going to give you my Nick, not my Nick, but my NBA season preview. I'm going to hit you with all that, guys. I want to talk some fantasy basketball, too, as that's approaching as well. And, of course, we will wrap up the WNBA finals. So, once again, I thank you for listening. All things basketball with GD.com is the website. You can go there. My support buttons today, guys. Hey, guys, help a brother out. Support the podcast. I got several buttons over there. Buy me a coffee. You can do that. Also, my Spotify donate button is there. And PayPal is there, guys. So you can hit me up there. And also Cash App. I hear some things are wonky with it, but I'll give you my Cash App anyway. $GD, that sports dude. Again, that's $GD, that sports dude. That is the Cash App for this fine podcast, guys. Help a brother out, you know, giving you this nice content here. So, break a brother off. That'd be nice. So, with that said, also my YouTube, you can find my videos there. Also, podcast platforms, I'm on them all. Apple Podcasts, leave a review, guys. On YouTube, like the videos that you see. Comment even if you want. And then on socials, I'm heavy on Instagram, heavy on TikTok, creating the shorts. Not doing too much with Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg seemed like he's doing some crazy stuff over there. And then Elon Musk, I can't deal with him. So X, you know, I'll put something up every now and again. And then LinkedIn, I put my videos up there. So there's that. So, all right, guys, I thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.